It's been clear for a number of years that the state's institutions of higher learning are a driving force in the economy, with a lot of credit recently going to ASU for the impact the downtown Phoenix campus has had. Grand Canyon University's decision to expand what it's doing in the West Valley has helped revive certain nearby areas. And based on reporting by the Phoenix Business Journal, developers and other businesses, many tech-focused, want to work with ASU, GCU, U of A, and NAU on construction and building projects. Karina Vanek covers commercial real estate and the economy for the Business Journal and is with me. Karina, what are commercial developers saying about their relationships with the universities? Has this been a real boon for them?
So far, we're pretty early in the process, so it looks like developers are very excited to be on university campuses, particularly the ones that are working on ASU campus in the Novus corridor. That's on the northeast side of campus. They are really excited to be part of it. The projects are very new, but they are happy to have the opportunity.
And explain what Novus is.
So Novus is the Arizona State University Athletic Facilities District. It's designated by the state legislature, and they can have commercial development, private interest on university land, and that pays fees to the university, and the fees in turn fund athletics.
So are there certain realms so far that have, in terms of the type of business, I would think technology would be pretty popular. What are you seeing as far as that goes?
So yes, from what we've heard, tech companies are the ones that are most interested in locating at university campuses. They want to be where there's talent coming out all the time. They want to be where the cutting edge research is. So technology companies are dying to be near universities, especially in Tempe.
SkySong comes to mind for me. Does that sort of fit into the same thing? SkySong has a little bit of a leap ahead. It's been there for several years now.
Right. So SkySong is one of ASU's innovation zones, as is Novus. The Arizona State University Research Park in South Tempe is also one. So they're in kind of the same bubble, but different kind of uses.
Can you compare and contrast what ASU and Grand Canyon are doing?
So they're kind of different animals, but GCU right now is in a growth mode, but most of their growth is student facing. So they just came up with three new dorms that are opening this year for the academic year, and they have three more planned. So a lot of what they're looking at is actually accommodating their growing student body.
Any idea whether that's a long-term plan or is that just a sort of short-term?
So Brian Mueller, the president of Grand Canyon, told us that they are looking at probably a steady stream of new dorms in the foreseeable future. So they're looking at probably similar volume of new dormitories on campus for the next few years.
When it comes to U of A and NAU, It seems like there's less development. Is it because ASU and GCU are focused in the Valley where much of the population growth has taken place?
So I would say that NAU certainly does have less, but I think it's because they finished a lot of construction pretty recently. They just opened their new aquatics and tennis center and their science and health building. So they were in growth mode for a while. I think that's slowed a little bit just as things have come through. U of A is also kind of in a growth mode, but maybe not so much that we see in Phoenix. They are undertaking a big project called their Student Success Corridor. It's revitalization of a lot of old buildings on campus, so it's not really new construction, but it'll be very central in campus. They also are building an honors dormitory. They said that maybe they'll even look at another one very soon because they have had a lot of demand for those.
Okay. And how do sports facilities in the bigger sense fit into it? We're seeing renovation at Centerville Stadium, but GCU has facilities as well that I know they're involved with.
GCU has quite a few. Also, U of A has quite a few. And I know that NAU has one coming down the pike that's not quite under construction yet, but a little bit more in the conceptual stages. So sports facilities are a big deal right now. I know that ASU, with that Novus project that's going to generate all this money for athletics, is going to create an athletics village. It's going to replace some of the athletic facilities that will be torn down because of Novus. The baseball stadium is going away. They moved to the Phoenix Municipal Stadium, but they're going to redo tennis and track and some other sports facilities over there. Grand Canyon just opened their outdoor hockey arena, and they also have a new sports facility that's going to be used for intramurals, club sports, and students that maybe not involved in actual university-sanctioned athletics that want to use them.
How have the universities approach leadership on this? I mean, when you have people who are involved in some of these major decisions, the people who are calling the shots, are these people with commercial real estate experience?
I think there's a pretty good mix. I know that there's a master developer for Novus specifically. It's Catalyst Development, and they are doing kind of the horizontal construction to prepare for, you know, new buildings to go in. So they kind of have that master plan feel. U of A does most of their own, so they have planning and master planning within the university, and they hire their own contractors and things. Grand Canyon, same thing. They have a little bit of things going on within the university as well as, you know, outside construction.
It really seems, based on the reporting you and your colleagues did, that what's going on with universities, I'll stick with ASU and GCU at this point, are really in a lot of ways driving certain aspects of growth. From the folks you talk to, how big a deal is this that there is so much progress involved and connected to the two universities?
It's such a big deal. We didn't get into talking about ASU downtown very much, but that's another place where the university came into an area that maybe needed a little bit more work being done and really sparked a lot of development. So I think that a lot of people give the universities a lot of credit for pointing attention at a certain area, investing in that spot, and making that a place that people want to be. Even though the area around Grand Canyon isn't full of office, most of it's residential, a lot of companies have been asking brokers, you know, can I get in near GCU? So people are interested. They're looking at these things.
Karina Vanek of the Phoenix Business Journal, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you for having me.